Trump signs order reclassifying marijuana as Schedule III drug. By Nick Gilbertson on December 18, 2025. Washington President Donald Trump on Thursday signed an executive order to reschedule marijuana as a Schedule III drug and to promote cannabinoid research. Trump signed the order flanked by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a plethora of doctors, and cancer survivors in the Oval Office. "Today, I'm pleased to announce that I will be signing an executive order to reschedule marijuana from a Schedule I to a Schedule III controlled substance with legitimate medical uses," Trump said. Trump noted that patients have long advocated for rescheduling cannabis. "For decades, this action has been requested by American patients suffering from extreme pain, incurable diseases, aggressive cancers, seizure disorders, neurological problems, and more, including numerous veterans with service-related injuries, and older Americans who live with chronic medical problems that severely degrade their quality of life. I think I probably have received more phone calls on this, on doing what we're doing. I don't think I received any calls on the other side of it." Under the order, Attorney General Pam Bondi is directed to expedite marijuana's reclassification. White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Legislative, Political, and Public Affairs is tasked with working with Congress on making appropriate full-spectrum CBD products accessible to Americans, while still restricting the sale of products that pose serious health risks, per a White House fact sheet. The order directs HHS to develop research methods and models utilizing real-world evidence to improve access to hemp-derived cannabinoid products in accordance with federal law and to inform standards of care, it adds. Trump clarified that his order in no way legalizes the drug or legalizes recreational use. "I want to emphasize that the order I am about to sign doesn't legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form, and in no way sanctions its use as a recreational drug. It's nothing to do with it, just as the prescription painkillers may have legitimate uses, but can also do irreversible damage. It's never safe to use powerful controlled substances in recreational matters, and especially in this case if you take a look. Illegal and unregulated drugs, very, very bad thing." Trump called on young Americans not to do drugs recreationally. Oz announced that CMS will announce a new model and additional actions to give seniors access to cannabinoids. "These are CBDs. They're not addictive, which many are already using to manage pain," he said. "There's some clinical evidence that's showing that CBDs provide relief from common conditions that affect Americans, including cancer symptoms and chronic pain, and a slew of other problems that affect disproportionately seniors and our veterans," Oz continued.